AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Russian missiles struck a military academy and a hospital in eastern Ukraine. At least 50 people were killed. This is National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
Just another horrific reminder of the extent of Mr. Putin's brutality towards the people of Ukraine and the manner in which he's trying to punish them for his own invasion of that country, going after critical infrastructure and trying to make it harder just for them to live.
It's one of the deadliest Russian strikes since the war with Ukraine began. The Israeli military says it killed a Hamas militant who appeared in a widely viewed video from October 7th, where he was seen drinking from a bottle of cola in front of two children wounded in a grenade attack that had just killed their father. Manhattan prosecutors are balking at Donald Trump's efforts to delay post-trial decisions in his New York hush money criminal case while he tries to have the federal court intervene and potentially overturn his felony conviction. However, they said they would be okay with postponing the former president's September 18th sentencing. Police in New York say one of five people who were shot at the city's West Indian American Day parade yesterday has died. Mayor Eric Adams says there was police presence.
We were proactive. This was a well-executed plan. And so some people would say, okay, well, five people were shot. Let's be clear. One nut shot five people.
Police in New York are looking for the shooter. Officials say a boat carrying migrants was ripped apart in the English Channel as they tried to reach Britain from northern France. 12 people are dead. Dozens of people were plunged into the water, and many didn't have life preservers. A federal judge in Atlanta ruled Donald Trump and his campaign must stop using the song Hold On, I'm Coming, while the family of one of the song's co-writers, Isaac Hayes Jr., pursues a lawsuit against the former president over its use. This is AP News. Taraji P. Henson will get an honorary award from AARP for her work with mental health issues. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
The AARP will recognize Taraji P. Henson with its Purpose Prize for creating the Boris Lawrence Henson Foundation in honor of her father. He dealt with untreated mental health issues after returning from the Vietnam War. Henson says she's honored to be recognized, and she hopes to encourage people to be open about their mental health struggles and get help. Henson will receive the award during a ceremony October 1st. In Washington. Seven other individuals also will receive the Purpose Prize, given to those making a difference through their knowledge and life experience. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Police say a Ugandan athlete living in Kenya was attacked and set on fire by her boyfriend and is receiving treatment for burns on 75% of her body. Rebecca Cheptegei is a distance runner who competed in the Paris Olympics. Her boyfriend is also being treated for burns. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.